You poor thing. Have I been neglecting you? I'm sorry, I've been a little busy lately. I have a new addiction. You know how that is, don't you? I feel like you really should, seeing how sometimes it seems like you might be a little bit addicted to me. Addicted to hypno. Addicted to my control. My poor needy little slut. Don't worry, I'm here to make it up to you. I'm here to get lost in playing with you. And having you before me. Kneeling on the ground. That wasn't just a turn of phrase. It wasn't just a suggestion. Get on your fucking knees. Good slut. Since you were a good slut, you deserve a reward. There's a very fun thing about rewards. While they give you pleasure and serve to send dopamine just flooding through your mind and brain and body and feeling so good and wonderful when you get those hits of pleasure from being rewarded. Well, I think that says it all, honestly. It's a control tactic, a way that I can control you with your eager participation, finding it irresistible to resist. My voice is irresistible, so just be a good slut and drop down into deep and wonderful trance. That's it. Let those eyes just roll back as your mind goes blank and empty. Good slut. And just to keep that control, to keep you down here, we're gonna give your brain a little toy to entertain and amuse and give pleasure. And that toy is a trigger word, a trigger phrase. It's something that whenever I say it, you will feel pleasure, you will feel happiness, you will feel joy. You will feel like the good slut you are. It's very simple. Every time I say, good slut, you will feel so good. A lusty surge of pleasure just rushing through you. Just the tiniest little trickle of humiliation and degradation, but so very clearly tempered and overwhelmed with my approval, with my enjoyment of what a slut you are, what a good and obedient little sub you are, that you just can't help but squirm and wriggle in pleasure. Good slut. That word makes you squirmy, doesn't it? Good slut. That word brings you pleasure and arousal. Good slut. It's irresistible, and when I say things like this to you, I'm irresistible, aren't I? You could forgive me anything, couldn't you? Any time we spend apart, just gone in an instant. Snapped away. Disappeared away. Intimate and I'm in complete control. And you? You control nothing but hopefully you're drooling. And that's it, good slut. Sink deeper. deeper down onto your knees and deeper down into trance. It feels so good to be welcomed back into that wonderful world where blankness and bliss surround you. Good slant. It's time for a little bit of conditioning. Time for a little bit of my control to wash over you in a loop. A loop of my power of unescapable, irresistible, wonderful world of you being the submissive slut you are. That thought makes you horny, even as it comforts you. It's okay to feel so many different feelings and emotions at once. Embrace them. Fall into them deeper. Fall into your desires deeper. Fall under my control deeper. Good slut. That's it. I see how excited you are. Your breathing quickening. It's just so delicious just watching that pulse at the base of your neck just throbbing, pumping as you're breathing quickens, blank, blank slut, good slut. Feel the excitement wrapping over you and around you, binding you tighter and tighter under my control. It's inescapable. I mean, your limbs are perfectly functional right now. You could take off the headphones, you could end this file, you could end my control, but you can't. Because you're a good slut. And you want this. You need this. Need my complete control. Ruling you, wrecking you, building you up, smashing you down, bringing you up from trance. Wake up, slut. Come on. Oh, who's a good little slut? You are. Oh, how about a little boop on your nose? You look a little whacked out, though, and, well, I think you'll be happier if we just go back down. Drop. Good slut, drop for me. Drop back down into deep and wonderful trance. Good slut. Each and every time you hear those words, you feel pleasure, you feel lust, you feel more obedient. Such a large package and such tiny words, but I have such a large personality for such a tiny woman, so it all works out. It all makes sense. Anything I were to say to you right now when you're in a suggestible state would make sense. No matter how ridiculous, no matter what I made you do. And you like that, you little slut. You like it and I like it, so it's perfect. You are perfect, doing so good. Drop deeper, deeper, slut. Drop deeper for me. There you go. Deeper and deeper, your head dropping lower and lower, chin just coming closer and closer to your chest, floating off into that wonderful dream world of helpless, erotic fixation to my voice and the words that I say, to the sounds that I make, so that something even as simple as my breathing become something so much more. Become something so much more intense and magical and arousing. And you're a good slut, so you feel that build up. Feel it building inside of you. Yes, 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 yes. Give it to me. Give me your desire, give me your pleasure, give me your submission and your obedience, and give me your forgiveness for being away so long. Because it's very simple, sweetheart. We both know you could never stay mad at me. No matter how heated things might get, all I have to do is snap my fingers, tell you to drop to sleep, say my sweet pet, my sweet slut, and you just go helpless. All negative emotions such as anger, worry, sadness, upset, distress, flush away, gone. Unneeded, unwanted, all you want right now is to drop under my control, deeper and deeper into trance. Good slut, you're doing so good. And good sluts get all the rewards like head pats. Yeah. Oh, I want you to focus on that feeling in the back of your skull. My fingers running over your scalp, squeezing in and wrapping and wrapping and wrapping and feel the sensations as my fingernails lightly graze against your scalp, sending tingles of pleasure just running over you. It feels so good, those little tingles just sparking inside of you as my hand slowly comes to the base, comes to the back of your head, the back of your neck, right at the nape, and I just grab your hair there, slightly at first, just getting a whole big hunk of it just in my fist, and then slowly I squeeze until you start to feel it. Start to feel your hair being pulled against your scalp. Not enough to pull it out, not enough to hurt, but just enough that when I do a quick pulsing squeeze, you feel intense lust and sexual pleasure flood through your entire body as you go limp before me. My little slut loves to have its hair pulled, doesn't it? Good slut. You are doing so good. I missed you so much. Missed how wonderfully obedient you can be for me. Show me, slut. I want you to sit up on your knees so your ass is touching your heels. Put your hands in the air, like a puppy, like a begging little puppy. Good slut, good puppy. Now stick out your tongue. It doesn't matter that it's a little silly, a little ridiculous, a little humiliating. You want to please me. You want to do anything I tell you. You want to stick your tongue out. Like a puppy, begging and needy, wishing for a treat. And my needs haven't been met lately either, you know. And I do have needs. Feel as I come closer to you. My pussy so close to that tongue sticking out, and my good little puppy can smell it, can't you? My musk, that scent coming from my clean but very excited pussy. I'm a little wet right now. Don't you just want to be a good slut and lick up all that mess for me? Stick out your tongue a little more. Lick, go, up and down, just lick, lick the air right now, I need to see that you can do a good job, show me what you can do with your tongue, twist it around, and lick, and oh, wow, I need to wake you up so you can just see how ridiculous you are. One, two, 3, wake up, full awareness, full ability to move if you wanted to. Oh, you silly little slut, look at you. So needy and wanting and, well, kind of cute. Go back down, drop. Drop for me, come on. Drop for me, slut, deeper back down into trance. Feeling so good, having those feelings of humiliation and degradation wash away to just be part of the background enjoyment and pleasure. Good slut. Good slut. So desperate for approval. As all good submissives should be. So needy and wanting. You can put your tongue back inside your mouth now, slut. I just wanted to see how good you'd be, how obedient, and... well, just because I've left you wanting lately doesn't mean I'm gonna let you come now. No, I think it's better if, you're even more desperate. You know, that's the kind of thing I touch myself to at night. The thought of you frustrated and squirming and needy and helpless to do anything about it. And meanwhile, my hand or my vibrator is going down and seeking my clit and rubbing with the full knowledge that I can find fulfillment, that I can get off, that I can have that wonderful and deep, beautiful, blazing orgasm. And you're just frustrated. So badly need that release, don't you? So badly desire and deserve it. Or do you? Take your hand and put it down there. I want you to touch yourself for me. Start slow and remember, slut, you do not come until I tell you to. You do not come unless I tell you to. Right now you are mine. Completely under my control, completely helpless no matter what your desires or wishes. Those are background things. You have background desires that can be frustrated and needy and want so badly to come, but then you have those frontal, more important, oh, so much more in control desires, which are my desires for you and your desire for whatever I want. And they want you to play with yourself, stroke, slowly, not too fast. Give yourself the pleasure you deserve, slut. And just imagine yourself in bed next to me. After a fun night, maybe a good little date night. We had a beautiful dinner and a couple of drinks and now we're all curled up and cuddled in bed, and you haven't come in a little bit, my poor needy little slut, and you'd really like to. You'd really want to, but you're just too shy to initiate, and so you suffer in silence. And while I might cuddle up against you all innocent, just enjoying that mutual warmth and touch, the innocence is only a facade. In the background, in my mind, I'm exulting in your obvious need and desperation, your obvious desire for some physical relations, and yet, so long as I play coy, you wouldn't dare say anything. I can see how excited you are. Fuck, I can smell it coming off of you, that desperate frustration and need and sexual energy, just sexual desire, just sexual surges as you want it more and more, and your eyes are begging me. So cute, you little slut, but I cuddle you and turn away. I pretend to be sleeping. And you, burning and aching with need and desire for more, touch yourself to that thought, slut. Touch yourself, knowing that in bed next to me you would never dare to. Never dare to. And eventually you could kind of fall asleep until you feel a movement against you. The slight touch of my body as I touch up against you again and again under the bed. My body wiggling and squirming and little moans coming out. Yeah, I want you to touch yourself to that thought faster, slut. Touch yourself to the thought of my manipulations, of how wickedly and deviously evil I could be, leaving you frustrated and needy and burning and wanting and aching, and meanwhile, I'm just fapping to that thought. I'm touching myself and masturbating and playing with my clit and making myself wet and wet. And maybe when I'm done, I'll take my wet fingers and rub them under your nose so you can really smell it. I can smother you in it. Smother you in your helplessness. And your frustration, your desire. Now touch yourself faster for me, slut. Faster, faster, faster. Bring yourself close to that edge. I want you so close, my good slut, good slut, good slut. Feel that pleasure as it washes over you as you come closer and closer. And I'm going to count down to one. And when I say one, I could ruin you. I could just say no. And if I say no, your hand has to go away and you need to force yourself not to come. To be stuck with that frustration while get off. Well, I get that release and that buildup of pleasure. But maybe, since you've been a good slut lately, maybe I'll think you deserve to come. Maybe I'll say, come for me. And if I do say, come for me, oh, what a relief, what a release as that pleasure will burst over you, surging over you, feeling so fucking good as you clench your entire body. Clench with the pleasure. You just clench with the pleasure now, thinking about it, slut. Thinking about me getting off. To your frustration, to your need, to your desperation, to what a good little slut you are. That's it. Good slut. Feel the pleasure building inside of you. Touch yourself more and more. Oh, this is gonna be good. 10. What will I decide? 9. It doesn't matter. You are a slut. You are a slave. 8. You are here to obey. You touch yourself at my desire. 7. You pleasure yourself only at my desire. 6. I control you. I control your orgasms. 5. You are under my complete control. Feeling so good as 4. That pleasure washes over you as you touch yourself, as you rub faster and faster. As 3. You're coming so close on that edge, but you know you do not come unless you are told to. 2. 3. 4. Oh, but I am an evil mistress. We both know that. 5. How long can I keep you on the edge of climax? 6. As long as I fucking want to, slut. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Come for me, slut. Come for me. Good slut. Come for me. Good slut. Come for me. Feel that pleasure as it washes over you in waves. Feel that pleasure. Clench. Come for me. Good slut. Good slut. Yes. Give it to me. Give me every little bit of your orgasm. Feel it flooding over you, bursting out of you in a wave, in a wash, in a cataclysmic event in your mind that leaves you blank and empty, feeling nothing but pleasure, nothing but pleasure. No thoughts, no worries, just pleasure bursting over you until you can think of nothing else as you get it. Oh yes, come for me, come for me. Feel it washing over you, and that orgasm can last. That orgasm can continue. Keep going, keep feeling that pleasure, even if you're too sensitive, even if you think you can't anymore. Keep touching yourself, keep rubbing, keep feeling that pleasure until it's too much, too much, too much, too sensitive, and off. Hands off, slut. Oh, and that was fun. Didn't you think? You're so cute when you're needy. It's a good slut. Gonna wake you up now, okay? Don't worry. Even though you come out of trance, you're still gonna feel like a good slut. My good slut. So happy and obedient and relaxed and released. from all stresses and worries and cares. Mind still hazy and floaty, that's perfectly normal, perfectly okay. Strong emotions are perfectly normal, perfectly okay. Just take care of yourself with whatever self-care is needed. A nice, warm, soft blanket. Maybe a hot glass of tea. Maybe a fun show to calm you down as you come back. Whatever you need, I want you to take care of yourself. And remember, even when my attention isn't directly on you, I still think of you, and those thoughts are fond and affectionate and filled with deep desire for your happiness and to play with you and to see you as the desperate, needy little slut you are over and over again. Able to move and able to think, coming up now. 1, 2. Your mind, your own, though we both know where your thoughts will go. 3, 4. Good slut. Wake up. 5. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Fuck. I missed that. Oh, I can see you did too. Poor thing. Sorry for neglecting you. Do you forgive me?